The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay. So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So for today's practice, I've been wanting to touch in and reconnect with a question that came up last time, about last Wednesday anyway. And Fred asked a question about tinnitus, ringing in the ear, and other people expressed appreciation for that question and follow up. And also there was follow-up in the Google groups about that question. So I wanted to actually dedicate this sitting, this practice to the idea of something challenging arising. And perhaps expand on the answer on the invitations I was giving that night, and to actually invite all of us to practice, because whether or not we have something physical, let's say very specifically was brought up as tinnitus, ringing in the ear, that can show up as very unpleasant and as a distraction, etc. But it can also be pain in the body, discomfort in the body, any pain, any discomfort, any headache, any backache, anything. But even more generally, this can be anything that we don't want to be present in our bodies, in our mind, or in our heart, in our emotional space, or in our lives. Anything that's unpleasant. So if you don't have tinnitus or pain in the body, please consider these invitations I'm about to give and the way to work with them specifically, as we'll enter in a moment. For anything that is happening in your body, in your life, that is unpleasant, that you consider to be unpleasant, you consider a sense of you don't want it to be here. You don't want it to be here. It's unpleasant. You don't want it to be here. So all of us, I trust, being human beings, we have something we can relate to in this way in our life, so that it can be a general practice for everyone. So I'll say a couple of words and then we'll practice with it more extendedly. But something to consider is that when there is pain, discomfort, something unpleasant, there is the thing itself. There is the thing itself, whatever it is, the event, the happening, the pain, the sound, etc. There's the thing itself. And then as we quiet our minds, as we settle, as we will do in our meditation in a moment, we'll take time to settle. You'll notice that, yes, there is the thing itself. And separate from the thing itself is aversion to it. Actually, separate from the thing itself, first I want to say, is the unpleasant feeling tone. There's the unpleasant feeling tone. That this is unpleasant. This is unpleasant. And we can recognize that to be separate when we quiet our minds, that it is separate. And again, separate from the thing itself, from the feeling tone, number two, separate from these two, the third is a reaction that comes up. It's a reaction that comes up, which is pushing away. There is, I don't like this. I don't want this. Make it go away. There is a resistance. There is a pushing away. There's aversion. There's this pressing of the aversion. Okay. So three different things. The thing itself, the Vedana or feeling tone, in Pali it's Vedana, the feeling tone, which in this case happens to be unpleasant, but please know that the feeling tone is separate. So the same sound, the same feeling sensation, actually seen from a different light at times could have a neutral or even a pleasant feeling tone. So this is not a function of the object itself, of the thing itself. It's an object. It's a function of the way we see of the mind, which is more subtle. So it's okay if you're like, oh, I don't get that. It's okay. But I do want to bring it in. You don't have to force believe this. Just know that the feeling tone is very flexible. It's really flexible. It really amazes us when we see that. And then the third, that aversion, the pushing away, the make it go away, I don't like this, which really comes up not from the thing itself, but really from the impact, the way we perceive unpleasant habitually. We're human beings, we all do that. But the reaction to unpleasant tends to be make it go away, aversion. And it's really that aversion, the pushing away, that both keeps all of this in place and also causes the pain, the suffering. You know, as you've all heard by now, pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. So if you think of the thing and the as the pain, as the, you know, physical pain, for example, as the first object, the suffering is that pressing, is that rejection, which really holds it in place. Okay. So in tonight's in practice as a part of happy hour, I'd like to invite you, and it could, again, could be a sensation, pain, it could be something in your life, which is like, this is unpleasant. I don't like this. Make it go away. We'll notice all these parts. And then the invitation is, what if there is an acceptance of the rejection? Because sometimes the rejection, it gets fixed in the whole nine yards, this whole, all these pieces becomes a vicious cycle. It gets hooked as it becomes a dam, as if you have a dam that you know, the flow of water gets stopped. The dam that's built up is from that aversion, from that pushing back. So if we accept, open up viscerally, feeling, and again, I'll give specific invitations, but just opening yourself up to that, feeling into, opening into, relaxing into, giving space for this aversion, that relaxing can actually open up the latch of the dam and water can flow. Water can flow in the way that the object may still be there, the sensation, the pain, the whatever it is in your life. The unpleasantness may or may not be there. Excuse me. It might still feel unpleasant. It may not feel as unpleasant as it once did. But this sense of suffering, pain, distraction, that it's providing, that goes away. So this thing, whatever it is, it can still be here. It can still be present, but without taking so much energy, without taking so much energy to push it away. It just is. It's just a part of so many other stimuli or so many other things that are happening in life. So. And as to how it relates to metta and warmth and friendliness, really, it is a way of cultivating friendliness and kindness towards ourselves to see all these relationships and open to what arises with just a little more receptivity, kindness, patience. So I have spoken plenty tonight to set up this structure. Hope it's been helpful. Let's meditate together. Let's land. Let's land. Let's arrive. Let's land in our bodies. And let's just arrive. Take time. Letting go of all the words, whatever has come before this. Letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. Ah, letting go some more. Just here. Just simple. Feeling this body connected to the earth through our feet, our legs, our bottom on the cushion. Landing, relaxing into this body, to the chair, the cushion. Taking refuge with each breath. If you find thoughts and memories arise, it's okay. Smiling at them. And releasing. Thank you. Come back later. I'm just giving myself wholeheartedly right now to this practice of here, being here now, settling. The simplicity of the breath in the body in this moment. This in-breath, this out-breath, settling, arriving more and more, receiving each breath, the sensations of it in the abdomen, sensations of the breath soothing, calming like a lullaby. Tilling the soil of calm awareness. Abiding with each breath. Enjoying the entirety of each breath. Letting there be a kind awareness, receiving, meeting each breath in the abdomen, receiving each breath in the abdomen. As if breathing in kindness, breathing out kindness and gentleness. into this body, into this heart and mind. Not letting the breath be work. In fact, breathing has been happening all this time. So let breathing happen naturally, just as it has been. Just simply bring awareness, as if a smiling awareness. The belly area, and oh, it's happening. Breathing is happening on its own. How nice. As if awareness was receiving a gift, didn't have to work for it. You could relax, relax, and just receive the gift of each in-breath and out-breath. Smilingly. With the same appreciation we have when we receive a gift. Cherished gift. Each breath received with kind awareness. As if your whole body, your whole being, energetically, you're sitting. In a space of kind awareness through your body, around your body, you can relax into it. You're welcome to continue to sit with kind awareness, the space inside and outside, if this is what your heart needs right now. And if you like to try on the invitations that will follow, you are welcome also. You decide. So as you feel connected to your body, your bottom on the cushion, your feet on the floor, your breath in the abdomen, through your body, as you feel connected, embodied, this is important, as you feel embodied, staying embodied, bring to your heart mind, not to your head, but bring to your awareness as you continue to breathe with whatever's happening. A sense of something in your life, in your body, as discussed earlier, where there is some rejection. There's pushing away, there's aversion. Maybe it's a pain in your body, ringing in your ear, or something in your life. And let yourself feel into the contraction, into this energy of pushing away, not wanting, resisting, hating. Let yourself really know it. As if you're a scientist of your own mind, heart. Scientists are curious. They don't judge. Curious about phenomena, so too be curious about this not liking. Oh, I wish it weren't here. Make it go away, feeling. Where do you feel it in the body? This aversion, is it a tightness in your chest? In your belly, somewhere else, your shoulders. Be curious about it and see if there is aversion to this aversion. If you don't like this tightening, this not wanting it to be here, see if there are extra layers of aversion, not wanting it to be here. And if so, bring gentle, loving curiosity to that. And see if that's the case. And if you bring curiosity, a sense of spacious, open inquiry, non-judgmental. Well, whether that extra layer of aversion on top of what you're feeling, if that opens up, it feels a little more spacious. As if it says, okay, all right, I'm just going to release, let you study this tightness in your chest or your belly. Okay, it's fine. It can be here. It's here already. Okay. I'll let you study it. Maybe it says this extra aversion layer of it, letting go. If so, smilingly bow to it. Relax. study. Feel. Feel is pushing away if it's still here. What if you allowed it to be here? This tightness, this aversion, completely. This tightness, maybe it shows up in your belly, your chest. However it shows up physically, this aversion to the sound, to the pain, to something in your life. You don't want it to be here. What if you let it, the aversion, be here? It's okay. Can you give it space? Breathe around it. It's okay. All right. You can be here. Plenty of other things that can be here. There can be joy, there can be ease, there can be sensations on my feet. And you too, you can be here too. You're not, or whatever it is. There's plenty of space here in the sphere of awareness. For everything to be here. Without the aversion. Sucking the air out of everything. Doesn't have to. If we don't give it primacy. If we don't make it the focus. Just acknowledging it's here. Yeah, it can be here. We don't try to push it away. Give it all our energy. It's as if the giant, what was once this scary giant, becomes tiny, small. It's still here, but it's not so threatening anymore. Just space around it. Breathe around it. Hold it. Take your time. Give it a lot of space. Not trying to push it to go away. Not at all. Relax your body. Relax your body. There's plenty of space for comfort, for ease, for sensations that are pleasant. Awareness being so spacious, like the sky, holding the body, the breath. And this too, this can be here. And this next step might take some time. You can try it on tonight if you like, but maybe later in your own time. And maybe you are ready to check in and see if the original pain ringing in the ears or issue in your life, if there is more ease around that, now that the aversion to it there's more ease around. There's more ease. That too. This too can be here more easily. It's not center stage anymore. And if bringing awareness directly to it brings up the unpleasantness and brings up the aversion, it's okay. Go back to the aversion. Make a lot of space for the aversion. It's okay. It's okay. Breathe with it. Breathe around it. Relax. Relax your heart. Relax your heart. Oh, dear heart. Dear heart. Dear heart. You can hold so much, dear heart. Dear courageous, compassionate heart. They need to go back and forth a few times. More being awareness, more spaciously to your feet, to your hands. Ah. The space of kindness you're sitting in. They can hold this all. Hold it all. Hold all that arises and passes away. Stimulus in our life, in our body, whatever phenomena it is, unpleasantness that the mind labels it as, and any aversion which may come and go. This heart, this body, this mind is so spacious. And for the last moment of this practice, holding yourself spaciously, lovingly. For whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period, it's all okay. It's all okay. Given all the causes and conditions, it had to be exactly as it was. Or it would have been different. Appreciating yourself, thanking yourself. And offering the goodness of your practice to yourself and to all beings everywhere. May all beings be free, including myself. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, there's a lot that can come up with this practice. What we did is we started by settling, arriving, feeling embodied with kind awareness, and we brought into our awareness something, some phenomena in our body, in our life that's challenging. And then I invited you to notice the aversion to the unpleasantness that's associated with this phenomena. And we worked mainly with making space for the aversion, which is this pushing, this making it go away, that this dam that keeps it in place. Noticing if there's aversion on top of the aversion. Oh, I don't like this. It's like, I don't like this tightness in my chest, that I don't like the fact that I have this thing. Like, okay, all right. Can we bring acceptance, spaciousness to that? And noticing if that allows some softening in the mind and the heart. And noticing if the phenomena itself, there's more space for it to be. At times, and if you notice, okay, if that for some brings more aversion again, okay, going back to the aversion, so going back and forth, and over time, really working with giving space, giving a lot of space, because when we just narrow our mind to what is not working, what is challenging, what is difficult, it feels like we bring it into our face, and that's the only thing we see. There is no space to breathe at all. It just sucks the air out of the room. Whereas, oh, there's so much space. Oh, my feet feel pleasant, and this, it's all okay. And we realize there's so much more space for this thing to be just as it is, just as it is, and becomes a practice. And over time, there can be a sense of working through layers of acceptance more and more and more and more. So if radical acceptance didn't happen with this short meditation, it's okay. Don't expect it. It might have. Hallelujah. Great. I'd love to hear about it. And yet, be patient. Be patient with yourself. More and more layers of acceptance will happen, more and more and more and more and more. And the time might come where there's a subtle aversion still pushing away is there. And when the question comes, you can ask yourself, well, am I going to be okay if this thing, this pain, this situation never goes away? And at that point, if the answer is, yeah, there's enough space that I will be okay. There's okayness. There's okayness. And this thing can be there. That's the feels like the final layer of acceptance. And then it'll stop bothering us. It can still be there. I had this experience years and years ago. I'll share with you. So you know, I have a chronic illness and a lot of body pain, and which I've had for years. And years. And I've been practicing with it for a long time. Years ago, I was practicing. I felt like I had accepted, yes, pain. I can be with pain. Yes, unpleasantness. I see the unpleasantness. And actually, it stopped being unpleasant after a while. The unpleasantness can shift to actually be neutral or even be pleasant at times, which is wild. That's another. I'll leave that to decide for a moment on a post-it note, proverbial person note. But a time came where I noticed that I was still practicing with the discomfort, with the pain. There was a tiny, tiny, subtle, oh, I wanted not to be here. I wanted to go away. When I saw that, there was just this complete acceptance, like, no, it can be here. It's fine. Then there was complete freedom that, yeah, the pain can really be here and I can be free. I can have ease. I can have, there can be well-being, even if in the conventional sense, there is no well-being. So lots and lots of layers of practice over time. Be patient, be patient, be patient. And I'd love to hear if there are any questions, reflections you'd like to share. Yes, please, Fred.
I just want to thank you for your kindness in bringing this forward to the group. I understand it's something we all experience, but you did it very specifically with me reaching out to you last week. And it's very generous, and I very, very much appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you for sharing your practice, your experience, for the benefit of all beings, for the benefit of Sangha. Thank you. And thank you for letting us all support you as you are supporting others with sharing your practice. Thank you. Marie Christine, please.
For me, it was a little bit complicated. I found, in terms of the wanting to push away the aversion, that there was room, that I was bringing openness.
Yeah.
And but even though I was bringing openness to it, the actual the density or the intensity of the pain actually heightened. But it wasn't. I wasn't feeling aversion. I was just aware that the pain had kind of increased, and I wasn't quite sure if it's because I was focusing too hard on it or, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary Christine. So what I'm hearing is that by bringing your attention, by bringing aversion more into the sphere of experience, it seemed like the pain intensified, pain itself intensified. And you wonder whether it's because you're focusing on it too much.
Because it wasn't my aversion that was intensifying. I was quite aware of some kind of letting go.
Yeah. Interesting. Right. It may be. So it's beautiful that you're aware of the letting go, which is beautiful. So what I would invite you to explore a little bit is your attention, your awareness, is it laser sharp? Bring attention to the quality of your attention. Bring awareness to the quality of your awareness. Is your awareness laser sharp? Like, okay, like really paying attention to this right here now, like what? Or is it more diffuse and so, which could be more spacious and helpful? Great. Thank you, Mary Christine. Great. Yeah, Megan, please.
I have a question with like a little bit of a reflection, but I was curious if you have advice on times when the thing feels like a threat to personal safety, sort of, or the safety of others. I had this experience today that was like a bit frightening and sort of left me feeling uneasy, and I just used that since it was there. And I noticed, unlike physical pain or even like other emotional pain, where that spaciousness just kind of works and I can see it, I just felt this like vulnerability the whole time. And so I actually switched over to Tonglen because I couldn't do anything else. And I didn't know if that was aversion coming up, kind of. But when I did do the Tonglen, it felt like it was the only thing that would help it to move. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Megan. And I'm going to ask you if you need to stay unmuted, because the what you're describing actually something that felt threatening and unsafe for you and others. It's slightly of a different category than I think the invitation for what in this particular practice, I think what you were exploring. So it sounds appropriate to more have Tonglen for that in a way. So let me feel into this, would this tool still be appropriate for that? I think Tonglen would be the right, because I'm appreciating your inner wisdom to have decided that, yeah, actually Tonglen feels more appropriate for this particular thing that feels unsafe for me and others to work with. And it's not just aversion to something that is unpleasant. It feels of a different category, Megan. So, yeah, and you're welcome to unmute yourself if you can do that if you want to make another comment. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I kind of, I like that you brought up the possibility that it would be in a different category, because I think it might be. I'll have to keep exploring. The thing that happened with the Tonglen was I felt like there was almost like some agency in terms of, it's like that fierce compassion sort of.
Exactly.
Aura, energy that I felt like needed to be there.
And here's the thing. Here's another clue I'm having right now. It seems like this thing that happened was regarding some person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tonglen, the practice of compassion, especially and fierce compassion, have to do with people, whereas what I was describing has to do with phenomena. right? Like something, right? Phenomena like pain, ringing in the ear, something that's happening or something in your life, which is like something happening, but not a person. Whereas what you're working with was something happening with a person who did something that made you feel unsafe and unsafe for others. So definitely Tonglen and other practices, people-related practices. So yeah, that's more appropriate.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. It's great. Okay. Wow. All right. So we've had so many wonderful reflections and questions, and I've talked a lot. So let's quickly go into having some time together in community. I realize I'm running late tonight for our breakout group. So let's turn our attention to the breakout group so that can have some time to connect with one another. It's so sacred, so beautiful to have time to share. So here we go. I'm going to open the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other with kindness. And here we go. So the rooms will close in about 20 seconds. We'll wait for everyone to come back before we conclude together. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Everybody's back. So given that we had more reflections and questions earlier, and it's already time, so let us formally close and dedicate the merit, and I will stay a few minutes extra tonight. If anybody has questions or comments and would like to stay, I can stay an extra 10 minutes. So thank you all for your practice, for showing up and cultivating your heart and mind for yourself and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.